Welcome to the Eat and Elevate podcast. With I'm your host from coast to coast, coaching and collaborating, doing the most, chewing on topics guaranteed to feed, educate and motivate so you succeed. In spirit, soul, and body that supersedes all fears and doubts that the devil brings. And we posting weekly to meet your needs. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Eat and Elevate with Rhonda. Today, let's talk about taboos, which we'll define as topics avoided, brought out into the open. These are things we don't want anybody to know. In fact, we just want to be like those monkeys, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, even though it's there. So before we start, let's pray. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you and declare that you are holy and good, and beside you there is no other. None compares to you. You have no rivals and you have no equals. You alone are God. You alone are good. You are our very present help in times of trouble. Thank you for being our refuge and strength where we can run into and find safety. I place on myself the whole armor of God. I cover myself and everyone under the sound of my voice with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I cancel every attack of the enemy and I paralyze every monitoring spirit, every familiar spirit, every demonic entity on assignment to distract and deter these your people from hearing this message. Father, I exercise the authority that you have given me over every demonic entity and over every satanic agent. To you, dark forces, I command you to bow to the name of Jesus, and I say that the blood of Jesus is against you. I command the angel armies of the Lord of hosts to seize and bind every demonic force of darkness and loose them to the judgment of Almighty God. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all for agreeing with me in prayer. So you know how you wake up and you're congested and then you go out, get in your car and you just start sneezing or coughing and trying to clear your throat. You don't necessarily see anything, but you know it is allergy season and you are having an allergic reaction to something. And so you go on your weather app and sure enough, it says that the pollen count is at 100%. So why do these little buds that form into dust have such a devastating impact? Well, pollen is an intruder that invades our immune system. When our immune system tries to fight back, it causes an allergic reaction such as coughing, sneezing, watery eyes, and so forth. Now, did you know that children of those with allergies have a greater chance of having allergies themselves? And as a result, doctors often learn about a person's allergies based on family history. I find all of this quite fascinating because our enemy, the devil, operates in a similar fashion. Here's what Jesus says in John chapter 14, and the Amplified version reads it this way. It says, "I will not speak with you much longer, for the ruler of this world, Satan, is coming, and he has no claim on me, no power over me, nor anything that he can use against me. But so that the world may know without any doubt that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father has commanded me and act in full agreement with him." So what this passage is saying is that the devil had no foothold in the life of Jesus and no authority over him. But this is not the case with us. The devil can find all kinds of stuff in us who invades our defenses. And more often than not, he likely infiltrated us when we were very young. If it's okay, I'd like to share a bit of my story. I've already shared with you that as a child, I was introduced indirectly to voodoo or the occult through my parents' involvement. And this is no knock against my parents. They were just out of high school when they got married and got connected with the wrong friend groups who were doing drugs. And they were very young when they had me. Fortunately, they both broke from it. But even though they broke from it, the demonic seeds were planted in them and their children. So as the story goes, my parents argued a lot and were constantly at odds. They ended up splitting when I was young and later got divorced. All of this, as you can imagine, opened up a lot of doors to the devil. I can't speak for my brother, but for me, I can tell you what I experienced. The devil actually came for me while I was in my mom's womb during the pregnancy, which that is a story for another day. But during that gestational time, a seed of rejection was planted. And then when my parents split, it was further watered. Along with that, an intense and overwhelming spirit of fear also took hold of me. You see, I grew up in the projects in Brooklyn, New York, during the height of the killing and crack era. It was nothing to hear women being mugged and raped when it was dark out, and killings would happen constantly. In fact, one of my childhood best friends in elementary school was killed in a hit-and-run car accident on our block right in front of me. So fear, or the spirit of fear, tormented me, and I would even say paralyzed me in many ways and for many years. I lived in a constant state of fear back then. And added to that, my mom, who was single-handedly raising me, developed an autoimmune disease. And I know that is pretty commonplace today, but back then, autoimmune diseases was unheard of. So in her late 20s, she was diagnosed with lupus and was in and out of the hospital for the next 20 years. So that brought a fear all its own throughout my childhood into my adult years. So let me pause for a moment and say this to the parents, grandparents, godparents, aunties, uncles. If you have a young child that you have a sliver of influence over, please be mindful of what you allow them to hear, see, and be exposed to. A demonic spirit of fear can come into children because the adults over them allow them to witness or watch violence, horror, or thriller movies. This is the devil's playground. But do you know, let me ask you this. Do you know that our brain cannot differentiate between what is real or what is make-believe? The brain does not know that it is watching a show with actors. That is why when we look at certain things on a television or movie screen in which we share similar experiences, we begin to emote, cry, laugh, or whatever. I know for me, since my mom passed, any funeral scene or someone lying in a hospital bed near death in a movie draws out all these emotions in me and the waterworks come. So now for me, my fear and rejection didn't come from watching horror shows because I didn't watch them at all. Shucks, even the music freaks me out because remember, I was exposed to the occult as a child, so I don't play with it. My fear and rejection came from what I witnessed and experienced in my everyday life in the hood. The spirit of fear didn't get broken off of me until I was in my mid to late 30s. So that's a long time to have that on you. So parents and guardians, let's start doing the research and look into the actors and production companies making these programs and movies. Because if the production company is tainted with demonic influences, it then taints the actors, who then taints the viewers subliminally. There is a transference that happens. It's the same with the music. Isn't it interesting that most of the Disney and Nickelodeon actors have been sexually abused and suffer with mental illness? So parents, please check out, when you get an opportunity, the Quiet On Set documentary detailing what was really going on behind the scenes at Nickelodeon. And if you are a parent still supporting Disney or Disneyland or Disney World after the executives and writers proudly share that they have purposely integrated LGBTQ, MNMOP messaging into all of their media, there is all of this anus and sexual innuendo being dangled before impressionable kids to desensitize them about these acts. And it's now found in their books. It's in the cartoons. It's in the movies. It's undergirding the theme parts. And then there has been sexual misconduct charges one after another at Disney. They have even been linked to human sex trafficking that is occurring at the parks. And so when you support them, you in essence are helping to perpetuate their crimes. So we have to wake up and get on guard as parents and guardians. And so here's a side note. If you are interested in knowing about a movie before you allow your child to watch it, go to a site called movieguide.org. So that's movieguide, MOVIEGUIDE.org. And it will give you a summation of the theme of the movie and whether it has nudity, violence, or strong language in it and how much it has in it, so that you can decide whether that's an appropriate movie for your child. Okay, so let's continue with my story. So I graduate high school and go off to college, and because I decided I want my full college experience. So to me, that meant joining a sorority. Now, when I talked to a few people on the low, they said, go do your research. And I thought I had. I used my 19-year-old eyes to build my hypothesis. At the time, I worked with a couple of girls who used to wear blue and white all the time. One even had the same name as mine, and they seemed to be pretty nice. Then I used to play volleyball with the ones in red and white who seemed to be pretty cool, but they also held leadership roles in a lot of campus activities. There was only one girl on the yard wearing yellow and blue, and neither color was my favorite at the time. And then the girls in pink and green just seemed very aloof and offstandish, but I also didn't see them involved in much. So there it was. That was my research. I hadn't gone under the surface to learn that what I was involving myself in was and is a secret society. Now, and newsflash, all secret societies are an offshoot or branch of Freemasonry. Freemasonry is a pagan organization with pagan practices who God is Satan himself, or the goat man. Whether it's Deltas, AKAs, Zetas, SG Rhodes, Iotas, Omegas, Alphas, Kappas, Sigmas, Boule, Jack and Jill, Phi Beta Kappa, band fraternities, and God forbid, Christian fraternities and sororities. If initiations, pledging, secret meetings, and making vows with rituals are involved, it's all part of the same tree of Freemasonry. So as a result of my pledge in the sorority, making vows to a lowercase g god, participating in rituals, I now willingly open another door to the occult, all unbeknownst to me. Now, at the time, I'm pretty sure that I had at some point heard the Ten Commandments. However, I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know that the first commandment said, "You shall have no other gods before me." And I didn't realize that the vows I was taking to that sorority, in essence, made it a god over the big G god. I didn't know that. Again, I didn't know what I didn't know. And to be honest, I didn't even check. Remember, I was just wanting my full college experience. Nevertheless, what I didn't know ended up being detrimental to me, resulting in years of needless consequences. When you have a moment, I want you to go to your Bible app and read Deuteronomy chapter 28. It is the fifth book of the Old Testament. In it, it lists 11 blessings for obeying God and 53 curses for disobeying God. So why am I telling you this? Because Satan, the devil, is a legalist whose name means accuser of the brethren. So although you don't remember the vows you made, the rituals you participated in, and the secret meetings you've had, he does and accuses you before the Father all the time. Remember, the spirit realm is far more real than this natural realm you and I operate in. So because I opened the door, even as a Christian, I had to deal with what came through that door. Even though I was not an active member of the organization and had not been in over 30 years, I had even renounced the organization in my heart many years back. But those demons lied dormant within me, and the devil still accused me before God that I had taken a pledge and made vows that twisted scripture and God's nature, and my name was still connected with that ungodly assembly. So you may be asking, what came through the door? Well, bondage, spiritual apathy, carnality, spirit of lust, doubt, sicknesses, allergies, financial hardships, pride, bitterness, deception, demonic delays, and failures at the edge of breakthrough all came through that door. But God is so loving and merciful that he didn't allow it to all hit me at one time. And you know, the devil is patient. He will depart until an opportune time and then will pounce when we least expect it. The devil will allow you to get some forward movement, all while having a monitoring spirit track your progress. And just when you think you are about to plant your flag on that mountain, he will send a demonic entity or a gang of demons, such as a sickness, followed by a financial problem. Then you'll have an accident that may require you to be on medication, that then invites a spirit of anxiety, that then causes you to be hooked up on some medication, being addicted to some medication. And it's just a avalanche of problems that then follow that. So he'll do all of this to keep you bound and in bondage. The devil knows the word better than many of us. And he knows that a curse causeless cannot come, according to Proverbs 26:2. So since the door was never closed by you, he knows that legally he has the right to oppress you. And rather than seeing his hand in all of it, you'll blame God. So here's what I did to close those doors. First and foremost, I began to fast and pray, confessing it all and asking God for his forgiveness. The Bible says to agree with your adversary quickly. The reason why all of this is happening was because the devil had the goods on me and is accusing me in the courts of heaven. So, and then secondly, I repented, meaning I turned away and didn't go back to it. And in this case, I notified the sorority and formally denounced and expunged my association to them. Third, I put my life under a microscope, looking at all the patterns in my life, as well as the patterns on my mother's side and the ones on my father's side. In my opinion, if it happens two or more times, it's a pattern. I noticed that diabetes, high blood pressure, strokes, and arthritis was pretty prevalent. I noticed that sex outside of marriage and divorce was pretty prevalent. Fatherlessness was pretty prevalent. Singleness and marriage delays amongst the youngest girls was a pattern. Listlessness and apathy amongst the oldest boys was a pattern. So I wrote down all of these patterns so that I could, number four, renounce, sever, and come out of agreement with these patterns, so that I could close the portal of access to the devil so that future generations within my bloodline are not battling this stuff. And then number five, I armed myself with the word of God found in Proverbs 6:31. Now that I'm back in, you know, I got that stuff off of me, I can now stand and declare Proverbs 6:31, which says, when the thief has been found, and the thief is the devil. So when the thief has been found, he must restore sevenfold and may have to give up all the substance of his house. So what I do and what I began to do was to command regularly for my stuff to be returned to me with interest sevenfold. So now, why am I sharing all of this with you? Because many of our lives have been derailed because of demonic infiltration that occurred either through the involvement in the occult, such as a sorority, fraternity, Freemasonry, playing with Ouija boards as kids, summoning the dead, practicing witchcraft, having an affinity to horoscopes and astrology or angel numbers, watching horror movies, dabbling with crystals and working potions, sage burning, taking drugs or pharmakia, participating in yoga. Yes, yoga is an occult practice. It is not a stretching exercise. Every pose is you offering worship to one of the Hindu gods. I don't know if you knew that. Even Christian yoga. Or a door was opened to the enemy when you were a child through a parent who was involved in such practices. And now bloodline or generational curses are running rampant in your family. If there is a pattern in your family of miscarriages, mental illness, physical sickness, infirmities, divorce, poverty, financial lack, being accident prone, and or a history of suicides or premature death, somebody in your bloodline is or was directly tied to the occult. And those curses found in Deuteronomy 28 are still running through your family. But you can be the one, according to Isaiah 58, who is the repairer of the breach for your bloodline and for future generations. There are some families who never experience this kind of stuff. And then there are some families who only experience this kind of stuff. Many of us have been ignorant of the devil's devices. And now there's this new movement happening in Christian churches where we have normalized our trauma and everybody's in therapy. I mean, it's like chic now to say that you have a therapist. But if we peel back the layers, we'll find that your trauma is the direct result of a curse that was caused by sin. So we don't need to sit on someone's couch and converse about it. Instead, we need to just confess it and cast it out and then do our part to stay delivered from it. So as I close, I want to make a challenge to each of you to reflect over your life honestly. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring to your remembrance any pattern you see in your life, whether in your family, in your health, in your relationships, in your career, in your finances, in your Christian walk, and so forth. And then write them down and then come out of agreement with it. Too many of us, are okay with walking around with this stuff on us. And so that is if, and it's a big if you want to be free, you can be free. And I know that that may sound hard to hear, but the reality is that a lot of us don't want to be free. We like our demons. We like to pet them and feed them and carry them around like Linus did with that dirty blanket. We think that if I don't upset it, it won't upset me, which is a whole lie. When you don't deal with your stuff head on, you are just giving the devil ammunition to use against you at will whenever he feels like it. And your salvation here is not in question. Christians can be demonized or influenced by demons. In fact, that's who the devil bothers. He already has the world. He already has unbelievers. He already has the ungodly. He wants you with your Christian self under his thumb on remote control. And his three-pronged agenda is always to steal, kill, and destroy. But God, Jesus, came that you would have life and that more abundantly. The Lord desires that you would prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. He desires that you would live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. He told us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. It's the devil who wants you to suffer in silence and die a death by many cuts. Either way, it's your choice and your decision to make. But can I tell you this, my friend? I have been bound and now I'm free, and I like being free far more than I ever did like being bound. And I will forever do my part to stay free. So in the description, I will leave some resources that help me. Please don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Because like you, like me, they don't know what they don't know. So let me bless your life. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you his peace, his shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God bless.
Until next time, thank you for hanging out and listening.